This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Eric Motley grew up in a world where it would seem no one and everyone expected him to succeed. He grew up in Madison Park, Alabama. It's a small African-American community on the outskirts of Montgomery, founded by freed slaves. Motley was raised by his adoptive grandparents, and his memoir published last year is something of an ode to Madison Park. He later became a special assistant to President George W. Bush, and now he's at the Aspen Institute, a Washington, D.C. think tank. I spoke with Motley and asked what kind of place Madison Park was growing up in the 1970s.
Madison Park was a place where everyone knew their neighbor. It was a place where you were all tied in this single garment of destiny. What impacted you and your family impacted everyone else. And so for me, it was an extension of family. It was an affirmation of self. It was an affirmation of who we were as a community, who we were as Black people in America. It was an affirmation that life mattered and every life mattered.
In terms of community, pretty much the book is focused around how the community invested in you. That you were the designated university kid. Folks around you brought you books. There was a tutoring program created by community members when you struggled reading in elementary school. When did you realize that you might be being treated a little differently?
My grandparents, who became my guardians after having adopted my mother, felt that they had a special responsibility to be stewards of my promise in my future. And so they sought out people that they felt could encourage me and show me the way and help me to have opportunities that they were not afforded. And so everywhere we went, they were constantly pointing things out. And so I knew that the attention that I was getting was rather extraordinary. And I knew that their own desire for me to get a college education was rather exceptional as well. And so when you're surrounded by people who are constantly affirming you, who are encouraging you to realize your potential, you develop this sense of purpose, and you develop a sense of responsibility and a sense of gratitude.
Were other kids in Madison Park jealous?
I don't think they were jealous. I think other people were cheering for them as well. The retired teachers who parachuted in to help me when I was struggling realized that there were a lot of other kids in Madison Park whose parents were interested or preoccupied with work, who were probably having academic problems just as I was. And so they developed what I consider likened to the Harlem Renaissance in Madison Park. They created a after-school tutorial program where hundreds of students were transported in every day to meet with these retired teachers who helped them with their math, their science, and their social studies. I don't think that I was exceptional. I think that I'm just using my personal narrative to illustrate the level of commitment that neighbors had to neighbors.
When you realize this, that you had folks surrounding you in this way, did that feel like extra pressure?
We frequently talk about peer pressure. If anything, this was positive pressure. And I don't think I recognized that it was pressure. I recognized it as affirmation and trust. So if anything, I think it was inspiration, not pressure, but inspiration.
Well, there is this narrative around small town life that it can be stifling, and particularly when you have a strong local culture. Why did your narrative not turn out that way? Why did you find inspiration out of growing up in a small place where, you know, some other people might feel this is suffocating?
I think for me, people knowing my name, people knowing my identity, and people knowing my family's history was something that was affirming and not disorienting, but and by any degree. I think we live in such an individualistic age where it's not about our, but it's about yours. And so in Madison Park, it was about ours, and ours was in the most communal sense. And with that came, I think, a sense of responsibility, not only to self, but to your neighbors.
Well, this book came out last year. What do folks in Madison Park think about it?
They're very excited. I go back in a couple of weeks, and I think my fellow citizens of Madison Park are pleased to know that I've not forgotten the place where I started and the place that I go back to annually. And I think they celebrate my telling the story of our beginning and how we came into existence and the ties that continue to bind us. So mine has been an odyssey of grace and gratitude, and I've certainly not forgotten Madison Park. I'm extremely grateful.
Eric Motley is author of Madison Park, A Place of Hope. He speaks this evening at Samford University, his alma mater. And one other note, Samford University is a sponsor of WBHM programming, but WBHM's news and business departments operate separately.